for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. As our lunar eclipse approaches and a solar eclipse at that, energies are beginning to make their way as well as the messages. So 5D, it's all about you being you, and I get to bring to you the human stuff that explains to you what this means, plus the spiritual and spirituality. The divine feminine is the connection with Akash and consciousness. So any person who's a clear divine feminine vessel will be a person who can have their whole three-year-old heart. They don't have to be a woman. It's a human being who has no unfinished business from their childhood. 0-1-year-old is your attached panicky, the 3-7 shame submissive, the freeze of all ages, the flight 11-12, and the fight 14-15-16. So these are charged states. I got to learn all about them in my trauma basic course and a bunch of other courses that are all by good therapists, by the way, not, you know, some random person like myself. I'm a random person, right? Because I bring human, spiritual, and spirituality elements together, but I'm a random person who is a content creator and supports people that are doing the inner growth mindset and so personal development. So it's not random, but then again, it can be considered random, which is why woo-woo pseudoscience lady is great and dandy. But I show up fully and completely because of being self-empowered and because of having the divine feminine of mine be connected to this lovely, lovely infinite and beyond. The divine masculine of earth is not connected to consciousness the same way, because the divine masculine, as we've been discussing for my lovely IHP community, is the mind. So first of all, you need to get a handle on your divine feminine, and lo and behold, your divine masculine. But there's another area. So if you don't have a clear vessel, this means you got trauma charges coming up. That's the past. Okay, so the trauma and attachment informed courses help me to share with you, in addition to our lovely spirituality concepts, and so mystic, again, in the enlightenment soul age group here, not just random mystic, and 5D, as I mentioned again, oneness consciousness. So that's using the left and right mode of my human being organ, the brain, okay? The embodied brain, by the way. So this is the part that people don't know about in the 4D collective and 3D, and they use ancient biblical texts and stories versus knowing that we all have a human heart. I kept my human heart, thank you, Jesus. And I also kept my whole three-year-old heart, thank you, Mother. And obviously, God, Akash, all one and in the same, essence of life and love, thank you. And I do love being a divine feminine. I have to say, I have seen those who think they're feminines, and yeah, they're not. They are not, because they don't have the one thing that a divine feminine will always have. That is, thank you, Sadhguru. He's not necessarily a divine feminine, but he is connected to Akash, and he is a spirituality guru. Jesus, as well, we know of as spiritual. And Jesus, we can begin with him, forgive them, for they do not know, turn the other cheek, and he walked with all the people. Also, if you go and grab some of the shit that people share, and I didn't say shit because it's shit, it's actually good shit, I just cursed, so get used to it. Anyone who's new, if you don't like it, I'm thinking you're not 5D material. And it's not good or bad, it's just some people, they don't want to be pachas. The shaking of a hand and saying, I love you because I mean it, not because you have to do what I want you to do. So pacha handshakes are like unconditionally loving mothers. This is a divine feminine. They don't need to get asked to be humans and life. Sadhguru, come back in. I took his Shambhavi Kriya. Amazing. As he began to say, okay, I'm going to ask you to nurture unconditionally love like a mother. And he uses the word mother because a divine feminine is the receptive and nurturing and soft side of all of us. You can only be soft if you're compassionate inside your gooey, ooey, ooey body, which you won't be if you didn't get to be lovingly accepted, and then you got free love, and you got to be a little squirt, and just all of those emotions just randomly all over the place. So if you were not allowed to be a Tasmanian devil type baby, well, there you go. And I'm not even joking. Obviously, within reason, meaning your physical safety is a priority. Other than that, go have fun. And no, don't jump on the bed because you're going to fall off and break your head. So the actual nurture does not allow for there to be activity that is physically going to endanger their child, their cub. And they do demonstrate what is a ventral vagal nervous system, the mammalian heritage of every human being. If you don't have that on, then you got a survival nervous system on. You ain't going to be looking nice, and you ain't going to be grounded either. In fact, you're going to be in the reptilian nervous system, which is defense mechanism. It's hypervigilance. It means a nervous system that's always agitated between sympathetic and dorsal vagal. That's on, off, on, off, on, off. With a mind that has nightmares and negative thinking and a whole buttload. And if you remember, our ancestors began in darkness with the animals. So imagine walking into the forest. Lo and behold, when you learn what humans are made of, thank you, therapists, entire therapists, neuroscientists, neurobiologists, all the mental health, the good ones, not the ones who are trying to keep the rumors and the bullshit stories alive. No, they are actually quite clear who they are. They keep wanting to use demonic spirits, evil, and all the words from ancient biblical texts without using the embodied brain information. So they continue saying, no, no, dissociative identity disorder is not real. Apparently, there's not enough data for the half or however many of the percentage of uneducated human beings who think they know everything, but they ceased to continue learning. Because see, you can only be an evil, ignorant human being if you ceased to continue your educational. So these human beings, they're Peter Pans for those who are following Peter Pan's The Lost Boys and the Lost Girls, which would be the 4D and 3D collective. And it's a divide. I would say that it's a divide between we believe in humanity, those of us who are 5D, and we know that we're moving forward. In fact, we're in a time of change. That's exactly what has taken place in the previous years of our ancestors. And nothing different, sensational. There's no movie. There's not a movie outside. Okay, no movie. Just a human here. Okay, so when you learn about the being of a human, this is the beauty of being empowered. You show up fully and completely because you got a shirt on, which is your mammalian heritage. Hopefully, you're following. And if you're new and you have questions, curious ones, you ask. But a free spirit, a freedom of a human being inside with the jaguar. We have some tarot again. The jaguar is an animal that represents the protector of all life in the Amazon. And in times of fear, she brings courage and certainty. The jaguar is at the top of the food chain and never becomes prey. With great stealth, she can track her mark from a distance and not be seen or heard. She moves gracefully through the jungle, relishing the abundance of the rainforest, fearless and at ease. Jaguar knows the ways beyond death and is the master of the shadows, blending invisibility between light and dark, night and day. And this is a divine feminine right here with a divine masculine right here with the infinite higher human consciousness potential experience at hand. So when life shares with you this and that, a person who has a whole three-year-old heart doesn't get lost because the 0-1-year-old is not lost either. The attached panicky is not unaware. I'm a human being in whatever year it is. I have a whole self. This is what it means to be grounded in your functional adult, restorative embodied self, completely a human 101, okay? But our ancestors, they also have their survival mode for reasons, and we do too. And in fact, we know of those who have had not only childhood trauma from abuse and or neglect, and furthermore, the people who became teenagers with their whole self secure attachment, but they have the same charges that I listed at the beginning. Well, guess what happens when their shit comes up? Freedom is not theirs. But they think by being squirrels from Cusco land that they are free. It's the ones who say, I'm going to be unrequitedly, I'm going to be unapologetically me. The unrequited love, that's a whole other thing. And that's all in the survival mode. Because yeah, you cannot be in a state of physiological chemistry of love without your oxytocin gene hormone, which will be on when you have a secure attachment body that is using the left and right mode. So when I look at you, when I look into your eyes, if I'm a higher social engagement person, which is what I am, when I'm looking as a curious, open-hearted, accepting and loving person without any assumptions, I'm in the now. This is called the prefrontal cortex in the present. And machines that look into brains, you know what state that is. Thank you, Stephen Porges, Daniel Siegel. I learned these pieces of information from people who know. So when you're in a state of physiological compassion, the insula or insula lights up. That connects your head, the masculine, divine masculine mind. So just but the head. We're talking right now about the body, the head to the body. When you have an underactive insula or isola, that is what happens, by the way, for those who do not have a secure attachment body, so they don't have intimacy with their divine feminine. And we have, lo and behold, yes, plenty of human beings who say they're feminines because they got clairs. They don't have an intimate relationship with their body. They walk around with pseudo-aliveness, and that's also clinical dissociation, and their default mode network is not downregulated like those of us who have an integrated brain. No, their default mode network is alerted and consistently seeking hypervigilant, pseudo-alive, basically toxic, quote-unquote, situations because they had some type of small trust break, big trust break. It all depends. There's a variety. But when you look out there, in addition to the movies that just represent what people think looks cool, but you look at teenagers as they begin with the depths of their emotions and be stupid like teenagers can be. I was a teenager myself, but I grew up and I was, thank you, Mom, able to know don't jump off a bridge if your friends do so. And I actually jumped off a cliff once, and that was the only actual any other time. Nope, get away from me. Drugs, get away from me, and any type of teasing, and I'll never forget that jump. I probably imagine that big hill in the water, or big rock, that looks big. I still remember it. I was just so scared, and I couldn't get back down. It's like, now I have to jump. That was one of the stupidest things. Luckily, it was water. I knew how to swim. Nothing happened. I just learned, yeah, you know what? I'm done being a stupid teenager, because they're all also backstabbing assholes who don't know how to tell the truth. I didn't use curse words, but they were definitely backstabbers, and that meant you have no courage at all, because you don't even know how to tell me to my face stuff, which means, I mean, I'm a 4'9" person. The fact that you can't tell me shit to my face tells me everything about you. So that's what a self-empowered person is going to feel and think when you meet people who are liars and cuscos. You're not going to be like, it's the devil's work, in the sense of they're all demonic spirits. Now, I knew about the devil. It's an angel that fell. The wings fell off. And I contemplated it. I was like, well, let me think about this. Hey, God, because I have confirmation. So I did a lot of catechism, and I chose to stay with Jesus. Yes, because Jesus is forgiving, turning the other cheek. He knows about human suffering. And I know about love, thanks to Jesus and Mom and all of my loved ones. So as I walked through the whole, you know, you only hurt the ones you love, the Elvis song. Yeah, I was like, yeah, but they can prepare you for other people, because at least they love you. They know how to help you know how the world's going to be full of unknowns and uncertainties and da 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 da, which is exactly where the right mode of your brain comes into the mix. So if you don't have access to that right mode, you're going to be like those people who interrupt me when I'm talking, and they say, no, you're confusing the spiritual and science. It's, no, I'm not. I'm bringing human spiritual and spirituality together, and I'm a mystic. Yeah, but I'm a mystic too. Okay, maybe you didn't understand me the first time around. I'm connecting the dots. I know how to see that they're all saying the same shit. No, let me show you my tattoos. See, I'm a quantum physicist and a mystic too. And so by the third time, you all know about this story. What is a person who's a jaguar and a free spirit like a horse, because these are our cards right now. What does a divine feminine do? Well, I know my three-year-old wants the floor, so I'm going to let the three-year-old talk, just because, you know, my divine masculine, which is, by the way, I don't need to reclaim my power, the panther, I got it already. And the fire inside of me, it's burning, but not in a way of being insecure. That's right. And so because I'm actually empowered, I'm able to be generous with my time, continue to love being there, listening to somebody, because I'm in my higher social engagement system. They have not done anything to trigger my survival mode. Nope. Because I don't have a sensitive ego. I have a whole three-year-old heart ego. So I know that person wants a floor. I am a three-year-old. They're a three-year-old. They want a floor. The difference is I'm a Pacha. They're a Cusco. Because the minute they interrupted me by the third time, they should have realized we have different opinions, and you're sharing with me yours, and mine and yours are not competing, because it's all qualitative. If we really must break it down to data, then any conversation out there, the majority, that's why my eyes will not roll over. I will listen to your data. I will know it's qualitative, and here's your independent thinkers. This is why divine feminine don't do no squirrel shit when they're twin flame or flames or any of the soulmates do anything. We're like, wow, I can love more. Oh, look at that. I got emotions. Oh, look at the depths of me. Oh, okay. So we know how to be here and now all the time. And that's actually also why we move into polyamory, because we love to love. Who says no to love? And when we say we love you, we mean it. So we don't say, oh, now that they're doing different than what I thought they would do, I'm going to scratch them off my list. Let me cut those cords. Let me think that they have negative energy. Wow, so many insecure human beings out there. Yeah. And they think they're feminines because they got clairs. Yes, the consciousness sphere gets studied by academics. They don't know that. But then again, they do believe AI and technology to be monsters. So, you know, what are we going to do about that one? Take a leap of faith, people. Oh, wait, flat earthers. That's right. Maybe they could join them. Okay. So when, on the other hand, you're never alone because the ideas of life that you bring up are consistently with the groundedness of I'm a human, you're a human. No time goes wasted. We're each singing our own song and spirit, which would be really just all of us. We have each other's back because we're a collective. So how do we take the lead? And when life stings, use the past to learn about wisdom. No, we are already wisdom. We're already wise because this and that can both be true. So I leave the 3-0 the floor because I'm now curious about what their opinion is. And I want to understand if we are on the same page, which we are. So this is that beauty of when you look at certain things. I remember from The Art of Loving, I think it was, with Eric Fromm, he presents the two different ways of contemplating. And I believe that he uses Aristotelian, which is logic, which is the West, which is why we have so many left-brainers who don't use their right. Yeah, that's okay, though. We don't need them to use their right. We have other people who use their right. But he mentions Aristotelian, which only does logic. And so the part about not using their feelings, it's not about you having to use your feelings, it's about knowing that you have implicit bias, cultural bias, and emotions that come up. So hold them in your hand, put them to the side, put your personality, character, and all of that shit to the side. And if you want to use the word data, then let's talk about data, shall we? And, oh, wait, the hypothesis is not data. A hypothesis is a theory which you can do and conduct and use your mouth however you wish. This is what education does. It helps you to understand how to use words. And really, a lot of people want to use words, but I'm going to say they become very annoying when you begin to do that. And this is why I don't bother with it, because if you want to use data, again, I'm going to say 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 3, 4, 5, 6, no, 1 plus 1 equals 2 because that's how they decided to do math. So if you tell me I don't believe in Reiki, I'm going to say, of course you don't. You don't have experience with it. It's energy. But then again, you can't see it. Blessed are those who believe without seeing and that no, Reiki is not a devil's energy. Please, theologians, with your ancient textbooks. Okay, so it's 2024. People who are in the here and now, they know exactly how to bring together all these concepts because that's exactly my point. The data, it's like telling the flat earthers the earth is round. So they want to continue trying to build data versus accept the quantitative data that exists. And those people who keep wanting to say a demonic spirit is actually an entity that comes from the ancient textbooks are refusing to hear the neuroscience and mental health community, and the neurobiology community, and the ones who are humans who want to, I don't know about that, yeah, they don't get attachment or trauma informed enough, and they don't care to, they just care to share their thoughts on what, all these topics, not even some, all, gender stereotypes, man stereotypes, women stereotypes, human stereotypes, so on that note, that's where the ignorant people can stay. And they're all teenagers, FYI, like the dude who interrupted me 3 times when he wasn't even involved in the conversation. Because a 3-year-old is always going to be a 3-year-old. What are they doing? There's that 0-1-year-old. Guess what our ancestors would do when we would be kicked out of the herd? Lions, bears, tigers, jaguars, anyone? And you'd get eaten. And I'm serious. You know, do you remember how and why we get water in our homes? Because I know I'm so far removed from that that I literally forget. Does anybody remember why we have light and how it would be in darkness? And like, you know, they would steal during the full moon because the full moon and the whole wolves come out. So if you really go back to history and way back, you can understand what the attachment and trauma informed lovely therapist that I learned from share. Okay, so back to our topic. Being yourself is easy when you have secure attachment, a whole 3-year-old heart, and you didn't say when you got met with unkindness, those children who have childhood trauma, trust breaks, and teenager shit go down, they choose to become like the teenagers I met, unkind. I don't trust anyone anymore because they cheated on me. My girlfriends, they're all catty because they do the, and all those gender stereotypes. So lo and behold, the divine feminine of a divine feminine, like, no. This is the minute I will stand and say, okay, I learned not to follow all those people. I take ownership, accountability. I made conscious choice on purpose. I chose to disregard the grown-ups, and I chose to disregard my value body and heart body. And I chose to adhere to a group and or more for so a certain amount of years. I will admit, it's not too much shame, because I'm like, I was a teenager. I am a teenager at the time, right? So I'm like, I can give myself a little bit of a break. But now that I've learned, what is my final, so what was your final decision-making process when you met all of what you met? I know what I chose. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why when I did my confirmation, I knew exactly where I was headed. And when I saw evil, no, there's no evil. It's unkindness. Childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing, Patrick Tiahan, therapist, shares his biggest regret from his childhood. It made him unkind. Any person who does not have a gooey, ooey, ooey, whole three-year-old heart has no divine feminine yet. And the ones who have mystical powers, they're not powers. Consciousness is a sphere of energy. You tap into it because our embodied brain is like a little antenna, apparently. This is the neuroscience community, which is why divine feminine will actually laugh anytime a scientist people talk about consciousness being a problem. Because we're like, okay, we get it. Your divine masculine, your mind, wants to understand. How about you keep on just looking into it? Have fun with it, though, because if you're curious, open, accepting, and loving versus using ancient textbooks, you're going to get somewhere. And that's where our 5D educators are at, by the way. So we have a buttload of beautiful 5D collective going on. And for the whole Twin Flame, again, in Twin Flames and Oversoul, there's no saga. Actually, you are supported by all of those that are part of your Oversoul to get that quote-unquote, for some of us, it's not unfinished, but the unfinished business. So people who have their teenager leading the room, a Cusco, thanks to the divine feminines with their own divine masculines. So a whole one-year-old heart, a whole three-year-old heart, a whole grown-up, because your teenager ain't leading when you have a one-year-old, three-year-old that our teacher begins to, like mine, choose. I maintain this word, kindness and compassion, which is your physiological state. Insula is lit up, so I have a connection, my head and body, which is why I can perceive more than the five senses, and I can go all eight and stay grounded. Okay, the insula lights up. Then the amygdala, why? Why does the amygdala light up? My regulators know I'm testing them. The amygdala lights up because it's alerted to what is in need of your attention. And sometimes it will say, okay, that person needs help. Sometimes it won't, because the amygdala of some people works a little bit differently. So we all want to remember that, but it's alerted. So you will engage in what interests you, and you will engage in what alerts you with that amygdala. The temporal junction then, you're leading with the past. That's where the past, you carry your implicit bias, cultural bias. You also carry from the day you begin life and those last 3 months in the fetus, all of it. That's that biology and neurobiology that people, I don't believe in that. Yes, keep not believing in it. Go learn about it instead of using words that mean nothing. Because it's one thing that you say, I don't know. It's another when you're using, I'm a skeptic. I'm a non-believer. If you didn't even bother trying to get in depth on the topic, how about you grow up and remember, oh, wait a minute, I don't know shit about this topic. So it's not, I don't believe. It's, I don't know anything about it, which makes a very different feeling, doesn't it? Because if I admit I'm ignorant to myself, then I say I don't know enough to even bother using the word opinion or belief system for that matter. Yeah, that's what belief to me personally. I'm like, yeah, okay, I believe in a lot. I believe in everything and nothing. And here's your spirituality process. Okay, so the temporal junction, though, people who ruminate and who sit in their past, and they do the inner critic and outer critic. They put their one foot in and their one foot out, and then they go drink and fuck and do drugs, and then what? Repeat it all over again. So if you're having some shit show in your head, it's because there's no inner growth mindset, because you have chosen not to engage in your mind effectively. You have disregarded that you have upset emotions, and that there is a way that is not a teenager way, that is a grown-up way to actually work through that. Processing emotions means contemplating, exploring, curious, open, accepting, loving. That's compassion. When you're in your prefrontal cortex, this happens. So you have to move to the prefrontal cortex. And then the self of you is like, oh, well, wait a minute. And here's our new challenging duality. I have thoughts going on, but I have also emotions. Let me think. Do my emotions not impact? Yes. If you have a tummy ache, how are you going to think? If you have a tummy ache, you're going to have a mood swing. If you didn't sleep enough, what do you think is going to happen? Okay, so people who say, I'm not emotional. Yes, you are. All of us are. Now, I didn't know how to prove it in words. Now I do. Not that I will try, because the part of Pachas, we're out to have fun in life, not prove shit. And when I have people, I like to enjoy their company. And then if they want to enjoy mine, we get to chit-chat. So like the dude, I enjoyed hearing his idea of what spiritual science is, and his outcome was pretty much where I was headed to. So I was like, okay, we're on the same page. Now, though, let me finish my conversation, and we'll keep chit-chatting some other time. But that's not how I told it to him, but I basically made the gist of it. All of you who are tuning in right now, you will be, for my regular listeners, in the midst of making some very, very, very beautiful, beautiful explorations, because your beginner's mind is here with your divine feminine and your divine masculine. Each of you knows if you're divine masculine or divine feminine. Okay. And having shared all of this, so there's no charges that you are unaware of where they come from. You understand that when you read into things too much, or when you read into them too little, there's, why read into anything? Allow yourself to try to process with the equanimity of you. And that is where you can balance those emotions, because the heart and the mind are always involved. I'm a person who feels deeply. I'm embodying always the full me, and I get to remind myself to not read into things from the heart, to not read into people too much, and to also not read between the lines, because while others want people to read between the lines, I find it very not positive, because yes, people have fun with their jokes. I'm talking about relationships and personal development and the way your brain thinks when you're sitting by yourself. So if you are a person who consistently assumes shit of other people because you want to read between the lines, and then you want to also, again, take things to the depth of your core and just not remember that some people don't give a shit. I'm just saying, you're maintaining an imbalanced perspective. And you're also going to have an unnecessary bunch of thoughts that make no sense, meaning they don't necessarily speak true. So when it comes to people, and I'm talking about our relationships, if you're a whole person, so Patrick, again, Tiahan, his biggest regret from his childhood, being unkind. Mine, I don't have regrets from my childhood. I don't have any regrets. There's one thing alone that I regret that. It's because I can't take it back. That's it. But then I was like, no, you know what? I know why I did it, why I said what I said. And I know that if I went back in time, I would say the same thing. And furthermore, it's a good lesson, because that way I got to do it with that person who kind of technically, you know, what I said, no, not kind of, what I said, I wanted to say. So I regret that I cannot take it back, but I am okay because I learned something from it. Teenager and all childhood stuff, I learned everything from that too. So there's no, crocodile tears. No, if I didn't have life experiences, I wouldn't learn shit. How am I learning how to be a pot chef if I don't have aspects? And it's not about failings or wrongs or rights. It's about your value body. So I didn't maintain my value body, my teenage years, for a certain amount of time. I knew that. That's why I said, okay, you done being stupid? Because I'm pretty sure that we learned enough. And we learned also the reliable teenagers, which you grow up and when you meet Cuscos, they're just as unreliable as those teenagers, because they have a fight. It's unfair. I want to argue with you. And they don't have a whole three-year-old heart. Nope. And they don't have a 0-1-year-old. So they are in their temporal junction and they're using their past. They're using their implicit bias. They're using their unresolved trauma, unfinished business, their unkindness. Anytime a person says humans are not kind, you don't know what it means to be human. And you would know that the humans who are not kind can use a good therapist, because they got some shit going on in their body. That laundry that the lovely Zen master talks about. Yeah, some of us, we don't have laundry because we know, oh, I got my emotions. Hey, they're here. I'm good. What are we doing today, emotions? Oh, are we going to take this thing seriously today? No. What? Are they taking it seriously? We don't know, do we? Okay, so actions speak louder than words. When people are enamored with sharing moment to moment to moment to moment from the intimacy of their self with another person, that's when we have what are actual relationships. But that's because they have no emotional triggers that are being uncovered in those dynamics, if you will. And really what I should say, because I'm talking to you all, and you're the ones who have clarity of yourself. So you're choosing to bring Pacha into being, okay? And that's the functional adult. So that means I get to have conversations with who? With people. Which people? Well, it depends. If you're monoamory with one human being who you might be in a long-term relationship with, I don't know your age group. If you're polyamory, then you've got more than one lover. So I'm assuming that it depends, because each one of those lovers will have their own personality with their own shit and their own life and their own, you know, whatever's going on. And so there's that. And there's secure connections versus secure attachment relationships, just so we spell that one out for my polyamory, because monoamory, I know you're building something or you want to, right? Okay, your divine feminine is present and on for any of you with clairs when you are a clear vessel. So it means you love humanity and you know that whatever is not yet resolved is because we're still going through another transformative moment. And that's what's happening. So we get to learn how to make good conversations because, you know, good conversations are what will have our expansion of consciousness in our societal culture lead with what our actual whole human beings with healthy self-worth. They know how to love their self first, which is why we know how to love others. And we know how to respect all different types of opinions and all beliefs and all of the evil, ignorant people and just ignorant. And really all that is evil is going to go in that little box. The Michael Stone 1 to 22 evil scale. They all need a good therapist. That's what those groups need. That's it. So they're all people who, if they got Daniel Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, Stephen Porges, Peter Levine, even though they don't all practice therapy, but still, if they got all of those people and they just sat them down and had a conference and they began, say, okay, Ruth Lanius, Bethany, whatever her last name is, here's your brain structure. Here's what we're going to share with you. And I'm laughing right now because it's not how the world works. And as a 5D mystic enlightenment functional adult, let me share with you what is very different than 4D language. It's not because people are not machines. Okay, so the whole DNA upgrades right now with the lunar eclipse, what we have is trauma charges. Yes, and when you meet people who are Cuscos and they enjoy being Cuscos because they're the teenager who's going to do this, have a codependent type, low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive. They don't know healthy boundaries at all because they go rigid or chaotic, okay? And they manipulate. The adaptive child, thank you, Terry Real, doesn't actually engage in conversation to converse. No, they want to be right. That's like the person who interrupted me 3 times. The three-year-old is coming in with a three-year-old energy and a 16-year-old who's saying, it's unfair and I'm going to spite you, grown up. And so what you got in the forefront is a charge and a human being who thinks they know what they're doing while they're playing out their unfinished business from home, their karma. They're not conscious. They come, they're going to make it all about their self. They're definitely going to want to spill every single hypothesis and whatever it is, they're going to throw it in there. But they're going to manipulate to try and say, you need to take my side. Because see, this is that fourth step to recovery of trauma. They want bystanders and anybody who is out there. You need to see me. I'm a three-year-old, but I'm a teenager. I want you to say, yes, you're right. That's your left mode, by the way. There's no right mode. Here we got bilateral. No, we got impaired bilateral integration. And there's your 4D, 3D and any human being who, I mean, because the 5D thing, you know, I use it, but we could just use any. I don't even... No, 5D, they would be aware of themselves. So the 5D would be way different. because at the very least they'd know what they're doing. And so they would be able to be like, okay, at a certain point, I want to talk to this person. Okay, so 5D is functional adult. 4D, 3D, we're going to leave those in the adaptive child. We'll do it that way. But yes, don't write any of this down, because one day we might just use functional adult instead of 5D. I don't know. Okay, so when you have adaptive children, once they're finished trying to get you to be on their side, if you don't take their side, what does a codependent type person do? Well, we got a blamer on one hand who basically lets people push them around, but then becomes like the victim, the squirrel. So they then take their idea is, I'm such a good person, now I'm going to get angry, vindictive, and excuse anything that comes out of me and all of it, and become this basically very chaotic squirrel from Cusco land of Emperor's New Groove. Okay, so the other one is martyr or superior. Martyr is, oh, woe me, woe me. I always get the short end of the stick, or I'm the better, best of everything. And they push and push. So they won't let go of basically the idea. And in both cases, you become the evil person of their story, which is why they will then go to silent treatment and they will then isolate. And the adaptive child, when they're isolating, meaning they leave, they think that that's going to do something, that you're going to, like, you know, have resentment, or basically they think that there's going to be an emotional situation. No, they don't think, excuse me, this is that dynamic that is of codependent people. And that's where you got 3D, 4D, which is why, no, it's not 5D at all. 5D literally doesn't do it. Because 5D would be like, okay, wait a minute. I'm dating beneath myself. I seem to always have this type of shit go down. My brain has an inner critic, and then I go to outer critic. Wait a minute, and then I go fucking do drugs and do, what is it, alcohol? What is it, food, workaholism? Which one is it? Which one? So a person who's 5D would begin to say, I have a shame cycle. Yeah, am I isolating? But I keep on hanging out with the wrong crowd. Or better said, I keep on using my time ineffectively when I get emotional. Like when I get really charged. So what I'm trying to point out is a person who's 5D will become aware of their Cusco shit. And they will say, okay, I'm done with that shit. I'm going to do other shit. But it's going to be at least pacha shit, which means everything in moderation. Thank you, Mom. So I drink plenty of, no, not too much, but I love a glass of wine or two, cigars, you name it. So it's not about clean anything. Again, the DSM model has clean eating and clean whatever as part of that, because a self-soothing mechanism, the point I'm trying to make, and hopefully you're all able to follow, if not, ask questions, it's your embodied brain, and it's a way that your nervous system, when you get stressed, it begins something, and you choose to continue it. Once it's compulsive, you would notice, oh, wait a minute, I don't have control over it, and if that is your cue, then you've hit a point of, okay, now's the time to take action and to change that. And there are people who don't. I'm going to put that to the side. That's not for us to look at. For us to look at is we bring our whole inner and outer well-being. Okay, so we can say, okay, I can see my behavior is leading me to a place that is not my inner or outer well-being. And with people, same thing goes. So stay in that kindness and compassionate. Okay, again, trauma is between charges and trauma. A person who's aware of their self, though, is the number one of yourself, and you're choosing inner and outer well-being. And so you say, you're like what I'm doing, my value body. Okay, do I heart body now? Do I like how I'm feeling? Okay, then we have our energy body, mental body, and emotional or physical body. I forget, but you can with or without yoga. This is why the good therapists are important, but self-awareness is number one. Okay, self-empowerment. You show up fully and completely. You can only show up fully and completely if you have the freedom to be yourself like that lovely jaguar and the fire of your own inner power without having to reclaim shit because you didn't lose anything. You're a 0-1-year-old to a teenager if you don't know how to be an adult yet. You're a Cusco without being Pacha just yet. Okay, so when you have your divine feminine, you are receptive, nurturing, and your soft side is plenty present. Masculine, strong, focused, active, plenty present. When you are your own protector and nurturer, you are whole. When you are a 0-1-year-old with your 3-year-old, with your teenager, and you look outside and say, life is beautiful, people are different, we're all different, we all can have performed and done things that we are not going to be proud of or appreciative of doesn't mean it's a tragedy. The people who have had in-depth relationship with their emotional plane, for us, sadness is not tragedy, okay? Those of you who might instead feel differently about emotions, then you're on that other end of the spectrum, and it's not a competition. But the part about for those of us who it was not tragedy and is not, is because we know our emotional body. Okay, so when I say let's not read into things and let's not read between the lines, let's not read too much into anyone or anything, it is because they might be there for that moment and then they're out and you and they and all will be meaningless. Being able to be your 0-1-year-old is this. It is being in the depths of your emotional plane, knowing that you can mean 0 ... Now let me explain for a minute. This is very important to share and note from my attachment and trauma informed. I'm bringing to the human element, which can support those who are actually inclined to want to be. And I'm laughing because it's amazing to be in your infinite higher human consciousness potential experience pretty much your entire life. It's just a 3-year-old on wheels. And essentially, though, you're using your left and right mode because your emotions are not a tragedy. Again, they're what makes your life rock and roll. So your 0-1-year-old in this minute and moment of darkness, Shiva, right? Shiva is nothingness. Then we have Kali, that Kali protects life. Okay, and I use those because they are represented inside of us when you are that much in tune with yourself. Krishna Lila, exploring the depths of the profound with curiosity. There's your 3-year-old. Like Sadhguru shares, our energy body does not have to get old. It doesn't. It stays 3. It stays chirpy. It stays all of it, okay? The physical body ages. And getting here is aka equal to restorative embodied self, your mammalian heritage. The lovely, good mental health therapist that I learned from. This is not made up from Maria's brain. It's from my courses, okay? I can give you the course. Which one was that one? That one, I think, was with Diane Heller and Peter Levine, Attachment and Trauma. Okay, having said that, your 0-1-year-old, the minute that you know that we all want to be seen, and this one is from a therapist, I don't remember her name, to be soothed, to be safe, to be secure. When you hear these 4 words in this sentence, you're 1-year-old and that first year of life, where you are learning how to calibrate your system, and you have to be attached, that is how yourself stay whole. From that forth, we need to see what happens. Okay, so not going to do all that. I'm going to start. One episode is coming up, and the message is clear. You are never alone when you are able to bring your own ideas to life and take a leap of faith. And you know that nothing of your life is wasted because you've been singing your song the whole time and the whole spirit has your back. You have your back. You don't need other people to have your back. Love is always around and you can see that clearly because life is definitely full of surprises. The this and that, the people who are there for you and loyal and always or not, is not going to change the generosity of your spirit and of all. So you don't lose your humanity. You choose to bring your heart and love to the front and forefront always, not because you are actually needing anything from anyone. It's because you're human and you know how important it is to not abandon people ever, not just sometimes, because you will know of that 0-1-year-old. So some of us, we don't have an attached panicky. We have a 0-1-year-old like mine that knows every person wants to be seen and so their nervous system can be soothed so that they can feel safe and secure in their own body as they're going through something important. But it's in their own mind that it will come up because the body will feel accompanied, which is why it will feel like an embrace. You will feel that love is all around you. This is the difference when people are a secure attachment figure. And that's our pachas. And that's the 5D collective. The authentic self of every human can be a beginner's mind because when they have the courage to step into a storm, it's not a storm. We know of it as taking steps forward. It's a transpersonal journey. It's an intrapersonal, but it's also with others. So there's a me, like Daniel Siegel shares. And then when you're connecting to another person who has their self, you begin to become a we, mui, okay? Me plus you equals mui, as he shares. And that is one of the most amazing experiences that you will always know of. So if you have been a person who's consistently been there for people, and you know people are always going to be there for you, you also know that every person is different. So some people, they don't know how to be there for each other with a curious, open, accepting, and loving heart consistently. And other people, instead, they can. And when you are the person who is seeking to be the whole open-hearted self of you, and you have that higher heart activated, and you know there's no wrong paths, and that time will always lead you to be more and more inspired and more coming together with all of those who are around you, it's always going to be a more amazing day than it was yesterday. Okay, so love surrounds every single one of the 5D collective individuals who are seeking to bring forth their secure attachment relationships and being able to be there for you in this 0-1, in this darkness. This is where it's a journey. Now, some of you I know will not necessarily be here today, and that's not something you have to be. Enlightenment, you don't have to move into that soul age group. You don't have to move into a processing of the depths of you in this extent. However, just remember that when you're feeling all alone, like you're not seen and you're not heard, and you're in that elephant on the chest that people go through, that's called you in a very deep emotional state, which is your mammalian heritage, and you're seeking a good hug from someone. So go find somebody to give you a good hug. Now, if you want to be alone, then okay, good, but do the inner growth mindset, because otherwise you're going to be in a biochemistry of fear, and then you're not going to do good to you. You're going to just sit in the past. Okay, and as we close on out, when you choose activities to heal and work with yourself, please do what makes you full inside. Because it's when you do unfulfilling, the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, whatever it is that's compulsive, it's unfulfilling. Okay, and as we close on out, remember, the Human Suffering Love Group is not going to be here doing this shit with us. No, they're going to be doing the fucking, the drinking, the drugging, the fooding, the self-soothing, the adaptive children, the Cuscos, the 4D, the 3D, there's a whole buttload we could say. We don't have to. Their state of consciousness is something that, just watch the movie Hangover, just watch Mean Girls, go and check out any stereotype out there you want, and you're going to find them all over the place, okay? And they're not, in fact, recovering and recovered and healed. No, they're unfinished business. They're playing it out with each other. That's why they have not taken trauma therapy seriously like Patrick Tiahan did. And that's why they also don't take their own emotional stuff seriously. They numb it. They numb it through mechanisms and mannerisms that are not actually fulfilling. The minute you make that the way that you process emotions, you're going to grow. You're going to maintain a specific narrative. And the human suffering love narrative doesn't mean that they're going to see it as anything negative. Okay, so we coexist. In our lovely sphere of consciousness, there's always duality. I'm talking to the 5D collective who can know neutrality with duality. But our consistent earth will navigate, as any life form, a dual energetic perspective. And this is where it's not about sacrifice, no. But I'm bringing the human element. So we have a human love narrative and a 5D collective. And we're going to have, for now at least, the human suffering love narrative with the 3D, 4D collective supporting this group. And at the end of the day, healing trauma is a painful experience for some. Remember that there's hell in their body. The trauma charges are not small shit. It's not small. And so the minute that they're doing self-soothing mechanisms that armor themselves shut, so they use the imagination with the dark sides of neuroplasticity, they do the drugs, the alcohol, the food, the whatever they're doing, they consistently go into codependent type relationships, they're literally armoring themselves shut, and their inner child is there, but they have a survival mode. So pseudo-aliveness, hypervigilance, they're vibing at that. So I'm trying to say it's not about, our society is going to keep evolving as it has been in inner and outer well-being, but a group of people will perhaps be vibing at that frequency. That's all. Doesn't mean that they are doing anything out there. And really, it's just a thought, food for thought, and something too far out for any of us to really pin down. But at this moment in time, in 2024, for sure, what I do know is we have a human love group, the 5D Collective, Oneness Consciousness. It's beautiful because your integration of the brain, your mammalian heritage, it's being talked about by the great and beautiful academics, neuroscientists, mental health, 5D mystics over here, the Enlightenment Soul Age people over here. Then we got the other group, and they are the ones who say you have to go through pain before you achieve the Enlightenment Soul Age group, or you cannot achieve it. No, be skeptical. Oh, goodness, be skeptical of that. Oh, no, there's no good people. There's not. So we have a whole bunch of people that are going to be over there. We're going to be the pink tainted glasses with the good academics over here saying, huh, look at them. That's interesting. Which one's Peter Pan? Do you think Wendy? Which one's their Wendy? Where are the Lost Boys? What about Pinocchio? Who's Pinocchio and who's the people that are tricking Pinocchio? That's why we look at it in that way. It's like, okay, so do we see a common denominator? Oh, yeah, that's right. There's your one-year-old, three-year-old. Oh, they're afraid of, they want an ancient silverback. Oh, they're going to go find their culty cults, traditional cults, and ethical cults. Yep. So there's the human suffering love group. And on that note, I'm dying to see this lunar eclipse. And meaning that the energies are really picking up. So we'll be back with more. But in the meantime, please be kind. Please be compassionate. Please keep in mind, using your time, you got 24 hours, allowing the depths of you to be able and be present with you, and then to have time with people who are with you because they want to share that moment. They want to see you. They want to be able to soothe you, support you. You'll know when you have a secure attachment figure, and you'll also know when you don't. So don't read too much into anything ever. It's really a good idea to stay independent and to take a day by day. Actions speak louder than words. So the reading between the lines, try not to do that either in your intimate relationships, okay? So with yourself, obviously clarity. With intimate relationships, you let people tell you who they are. And once that's done, that's it. In silence, you don't fill in the blanks. There's no reason for you to use your mind in those areas. That's none of your stuff. You know, your stuff is if you're doing work, business, people around you. Very clear when you're 0, 1 year old, 3 year old, and you, the adult, are present with you. So your divine feminine, you're taking good care of yourself. Your divine masculine, your mind, you're taking good care of that, and you get to share life with the people who are wanting to share that moment to moment with you. The amygdala alerts people to what they want more of, and also alerts you to what you want less of when you have the ability to be yourself, because you know that you are worthy. That's healthy self-worth. That's the 5D collective. And we know all human beings are worthy. All. A-L-L. 8 billion growing. All life. All. And it's in the form of no one is superior or inferior. We are all part of the same collective and with open hearts. So when you shake a hand, it's always with curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love. You're present in the now, and you are a pacha who says, I love you, not because you have to do what I want. No, you do you, I do me. I love, respect, and accept you just the way you are. And when functional adults are in town, we get to have really nice conversations, even when we got Cuscos in town or the squirrels. We don't have to worry about those who have the unfinished business, because when they bring it to us, they're part of bringing it. It's because we didn't pick their side. And we can say, look, I'm not saying I don't like you. I like you. We just have different ways of thinking. And I'm not talking about your character. I'm not talking about your beliefs. No, we just have differences. And I'm okay with it. Are you okay with it? I'm pretty cool with thinking, politics, religion, all of it differently. Are you? Because I like to talk. Okay, that's what happens when we have functional adult relationships. It's really awesome. And when you have the intimate ones, those are even more awesome, because, you know, it's nice to be able to explore everything that's going on in this lovely, beautiful plane of Earth. When you stay grounded in reality, you do know that what would life be without a conscious lover? Or lovers. And obviously, this is all the emotionally mature grown-ups, because otherwise they are not conscious. Remember that one. We'll be back with more on the conscious lover front. I have some plans for more episodes. Maybe I'll get another one out today. We'll see. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.